The 11th day, the 5th month, 2023. If it's Thursday afternoon, we always check in with Ivy Tech, but this Thursday is one of the most special Thursdays. Specialister. It's a big one, and it is our final visit officially with the Ivy Tech Chancellor, our great friend Jenny Vaughn. Hi.
Hello.
What are you doing?
Special. Oh, just hanging out, waiting around, you know.
Were you busy?
Almost retired Chancellor.
Were you busy at the dry cleaner today, picking up your goodies for the weekend?
Getting all the cap and gowns ready and all that good stuff, you know, all that good stuff, getting prepared for graduation tomorrow.
Well, good. That will take your mind off of all the other heavy lifting that is going on, because as the absolute consummate professional that you are, you are not mailing it in. You are ready for a humongous celebration tomorrow. It's one of your favorite days on the calendar. Tell me all about it. It is the 2023 graduation of Ivy Tech.
You know, honestly, graduation is my number one favorite thing throughout our academic year, the greatest thing we get to do, to see students walk across the stage. I also love the very first day of classes, of course, and we used to always talk about that in fall and in spring when we were welcoming people to our campus, new people coming in for the first time, taking classes, you know, continuing students. But that graduation day is so exciting. We start the day tomorrow morning with Honors Day on our campus. That's honoring many of our students who the faculty are awarding their special student within their programs. And, you know, those students aren't necessarily have the highest GPA. It's a student, it may be the student with the highest GPA, but it could also be that student that stays behind and makes sure the other students know what's going on, or keeps in touch with the class, or have done something very special in the classroom. So there's all kinds of reasons why those students are chosen as the honor student for every program. And then tomorrow night at 6 o'clock, we'll celebrate all our graduates. We're super excited. It'll be my last time as chancellor proceeding over graduation. And, you know, we're going to hopefully have a little over 260 students participate in that graduation. And it's really just unbelievable. The sounds from all the families, the cheering, the crying babies, the horns are going off. People are giving flowers to their graduates. It's just amazing. And, you know, oftentimes you'll see that student, especially when I worked, you know, more closely with students in student affairs over the years, you know, you met with those students and you got to know them and you heard their hardships and they got two or three jobs, they've got a family or whatever it is. And, you know, maybe it took them a little longer than most to cross that stage. And then when you get to see them cross that stage and the look in their eyes, and my favorite part is to be able to, as chancellor now, not only give them the diploma, but hold them tight and have them look out and enjoy what's going on and all the clapping for them. And
yeah,
so,
don't hurry up. Don't hurry up through all that. You guys rented it for the whole night. You don't have to be out of there by 7:30.
Exactly. enjoy. It's your day, students, and I can't wait to celebrate with them tomorrow night.
Now, for those of us who have not been to such a festive occasion, how does it go? Do you have a commencement speaker? Do you have what kind of pomp and circumstance? We know everybody walks across the stage to get their diploma. Duh. I know that part. But you got some other fun things that go along with that.
One of the greatest things is literally when we all process in, you know, we all come in, the faculty, the staff, and then everybody on the stage to do the platform board party that will, you know, our trustees, myself, a systems office representative, and some others from the campus will be on that stage on the platform. So it's amazing just to hear the music, see everybody walking in, and then we all get up on the platform and we watch the students walk in. And it's just one of the best feelings in the whole wide world to see them. Now I'm going to start crying in their cap and gown.
Yeah.
We have a hat decorating party on campus. And so lots of students will decorate their caps. And it's just really awesome. And you hear parents yelling out their student name or, you know, all those kinds of things. So that's a blast. And then once we get going, we always have a commencement speaker. And many years since I've been chancellor, we have chosen a student to be our guest commencement speaker. But this year, one of my colleagues, Dr. Larry Swofford, he's been on this call many times. He's also retiring after this academic year. And he's got quite a journey, his own educational journey, starting in at a community college and working all his way through school to become, you know, a PhD in radiation therapy. And he's been 35 years as a radiation therapist and started our program here. And we'll be also bestowing a Professor Emeritus distinction to him. So lots of fun things like that. Just can't wait. Starts at 6, IU Auditorium. We'll hopefully be out of there about 7:30 so families and friends can celebrate their student after the ceremony.
Well, that sounds like a ton of fun. So if you're around there tomorrow, make sure you know there's going to be a little traffic probably between 5 and 6. There's always a little traffic between 5 and 6, but it will be happy traffic. So I assume tomorrow by 6 o'clock all your classes are done. Spring semester's finito?
Spring semester is done. Students will be happy and get some rest. Faculty will still continue to do some grading up. Tuesday is the deadline to get that done. But yeah, our campus, we'll still be open. We're open from 8 to 6 during the break. So Monday through Friday, anybody can come on in. And, you know, if you're ready to register for classes for summer, you still have time for that as well as for fall.
Summer and fall. All right. Well, that's good. Now, the summer session, though, will start when? Not till June, right?
Right. June 5th is the start of our summer session. So, you know, literally you have plenty of time to come in. A lot of our students are guest students. So they're guests or they are students at another four-year school, so like IU or Ball State, and maybe they're staying here for the summer or they're coming home for the summer from wherever they are across the country. Any four-year, a lot of those students will start to get registered now to take maybe one or two classes over the summer to continue, you know, go a little faster with their degree. A lot of students will take finite math over the summer. A lot of students are interested. No, thank you. But a lot of people like, you know, our online courses that we offer. So, and, you know, and all of our courses transfer. So it's a great way if you know somebody out there, a parent or family friend listening, and you know your student needs that extra class, just pop on over to Ivy Tech and we'll get you registered just as quickly as we can.
And the fun part is June 5th means you can enjoy the Memorial Day weekend in the latter half of May and not have to worry about any of that stuff. Just get signed up and then, boom, you can enjoy the all the fun stuff that goes along with that, then pop on. Okay. Our final visit with Jenny.
I know.
All right, hey, well, let's have some fun on your last visit. But today, your friends and co-workers at Yellowwood are putting on a presentation that we've been talking about earlier in the week, and it starts tonight at 5:30, so we got some time to make a decision here, folks. But what is on the menu? And it's a benefit for these students who work hard in the kitchen and the hospitality part all semester and all year long.
That's right. It's going to be a blast. I do not know exactly what the menu is. Sometimes I don't even like to look at to see what it's going to be surprised, but it's a fundraiser for our culinary arts students so that they can go on trips. They've gone to like French Lick and other places to really learn different styles of cooking and hospitality management business and things like that. But it is a fundraiser. I believe you still have time to get tickets. It's $25 a person. Everything will be cooked, baked, all that good stuff from our culinary students and served at the Yellowwood. So it sounds like it's going to be a really lovely evening tonight. So if you have no plans tonight, come on out. You might want to give us a call at 330-6013 to make sure that they have not sold out yet. I wish I would have looked that up before I got on the phone, but call us and we'll let you know if it's been sold out or not, and it's $25 a person.
I bet you a dollar to a donut that they'll find room for you if you come as a last-minute curiosity seeker. Right. So they've made great meals all semester long, and now they're going to have the big end of the season fundraiser. There will also be wine and beer for offer as well, cash bar. So again, you got to have great food. We got to have some great beverages to wash it down with as well.
Right.
I'm scrambling because I thought I had the email right in front of me. But if anybody's listened to this program more than once, they know the email, Jenny, is never right there in front of me. It just doesn't. It's not. That would be way too much fun. And Here it is. I've finally found it. The celebration. All proceeds will go to the Hospitality Foundation Fund for Student Travel. There is a casual indoor-outdoor seating with the great patio or indoors, cash bar with beer and wine, past hors d'oeuvres, chef demos, and lab tours as well. So heavy apps. That's right. Cocktail party. That's right up my alley. Stacy Strand is your contact. sstrand1@ivytech.edu. So I didn't want anybody to say, I didn't hear about that. I would have loved to have gone. Well, go have some fun. And
it'll be fun, all
of that. So graduation ends tomorrow at 7:30. Do you guys go out and celebrate? What's next? Do you go home, put your feet up? Because in other years it's been okay. Now what's next? Well, now it's retirement time.
That's right. But after every graduation, usually we'll all get together, faculty and staff, afterward for a little celebration of our own to say congrats. You know, we made it through another year and all those good things. So we will have a little celebration party afterward. And I'm looking forward to that because it'll be my last one and to be able to do my final goodbyes to the team. And almost everybody shows up. You know, not everybody can, but it's always fun because, you know, like I said, it's just, you know, we love our students. We're so excited for them and just, it's such a beautiful day celebrating with them. And then we get to celebrate together afterwards. And then that's my very last act as chancellor, and I'll be retired at midnight, I guess, of tomorrow night. So
well, then
you hop
into the pumpkin and away we go, or however that that goes. But before we let you go today, we want to remind everybody blood drives are still going on at Ivy Tech. Yep. That's very important. We never have enough food on the shelves in the pantry. We never have enough blood in the banks. And I know right now, everybody's counting down the hours, whether it's middle school, high school, or elementary school. Everybody in the MCCSE knows it's 1 week from tomorrow. Everybody at RBB, I think it's 1 week from today, 2 weeks from, they go off the 25th maybe. I thought I looked that up. But camps, you guys have opportunities for kids to, I asked my daughter the other day, she's 12, so she obviously knows more than I do. What's your plan for this summer? She says, what do you mean? I don't need plans. What are you, stupid? I don't plans. Summer, I'm going to do what I want. And, all right, well, that she'll get out of the way and give everybody else a spot to get into your wonderful summer programming.
We have so many classes available still. So, you know, if she likes to cook, what a great summer camp to take for even just a week. Come on out. Stacy Strand, as you mentioned earlier with the event tonight, yeah, she and her team teach all kinds of classes for kids of all ages. You know, our summer camp, of course, definitely. And then we also have lots and lots of culinary arts courses available for adults as well all throughout the summer. So check out the website. It's ivytech.edu/CLL. That's our Center for Lifelong Learning. We have so many classes available. And you know what's great is during the summer, you know, that the campus is just full of not only our continuing students, but also a lot of young people taking all kinds of classes throughout the entire summer. So it's not too late. Come out and check out the courses, and we'll help you get enrolled in those.
Awesome. I don't want to hang up because I don't want to say goodbye, but well, if you want to come over and jump in the studio anytime and do some radio, I leave that open to all my retirees. If you want to come by, and, you know how many of them have taken me up on it, Jenny?
A couple, maybe, hopefully.
All right, see, that's why I love you. You can come in anytime you want, but no, you have fun. I hope that you're going to be around Bloomington and I get to run into you at some of these great events that I know you and your husband love to attend. You're not leaving town, are you?
You know, remember, I think I shared, we're moving to Spain. We're going to Valencia. We leave in 3 weeks from today.
Are you serious? You're moving to Spain?
We are moving to Spain.
What, did you join an America's Cup team? You're going to get on the boats?
You know how great an athlete I am. I mean, come on. You know I'm going to be, senior pickleball, you know, or
something like that. Señorita. See?
Exactly.
No, yep, I did not know that. Well, that is wonderful. Yep. So I won't see you around unless I come to Valencia.
Nope.
Well, you've laid down that challenge. I'll see what I can do on my end.
Awesome. Right on. That'd be great.
Well, I'm super excited for you and Neville. That is fantastic. You've been nothing but wonderful for our audience and our community. And I wish you the most paella a man can wish on his friend. for the happiness moving forward. Great job, Chancellor. Yeah. Have a wonderful night tomorrow night, and I will I'll have one for you.
Thank you. I'm going to miss being on this show. I'm going to miss talking to you, and we're going to miss Bloomington big time. And one more time, a big, huge shout out to our graduates tomorrow and their families, because they've all been through it together. So I just want to say thank you again, and cheers. Bon voyage.
Hasta, see you later, mañana, down the road. Great job. I'm terrible at goodbye, so I'm just going to say goodbye. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Jenny Vaughn, the chancellor, heading to Spain, Valencia. I think I've got that right. Maybe that's the wrong accent, but she will be missed. And thank you again for making time for us every Thursday to keep us updated on what's going on at the college. Well, those updates will continue, and we will have a chance to meet in the studio next Thursday. Eric Coyne will join us. We will hear about his background, the native Bloomingtonian, what his plans are for the college moving forward, what the early days consist of, and we'll do that next Thursday, just after 3:20 here on Glass in the